Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Cheshvan. Today's program is sponsored anonymously in memory of Leah, Bat Sarah, may her neshama have an aliyah. Sponsor future calls, please go to ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. We greatly appreciate your generosity. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Hefach Batalo Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shlema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily today be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Roy Feldman of Congregation Kehilas Yeshurun, KJ, in Manhattan, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Feldman fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Feldman will lead us in the Meshaberach for the Chayalim, the Meshaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally, concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It's good to hear your voice, and thank you for having me on the call. Why did Avraham insist on going back to Aram Naharaim in order to find a wife for Yitzchak? After all, both Canaan and Aram Naharaim, where he was living now and where he had come from, were full of idol worshippers. Nobody was a monotheist other than he. What made one place different from the other? Rabbeinu Nisim, the 14th century Spanish Rishon, offered a profound explanation in his Drashot Haran. He noted that Avodah Zarah, idolatry, wasn't just about theology, but also about culture and character. The people of Canaan had bad midos. They were violent and vengeful. In contrast, Avram's family in Aram Naharaim, although also idolaters, theologically speaking, exhibited virtues like kindness, hospitality, and generosity. Avram understood that the foundation of the people he was starting, the Jewish people, had to rest on these core values. That's why Eliezer, tasked with finding a wife for Yitzchak, tested Rivka with an act of kindness. When she offered water to him and his camels, she demonstrated her natural generosity and sensitivity. Rivka showed that she embodied the traits necessary to join Avraham's family and contribute to their divine mission. Chesed is the bedrock of our nation. Avraham exemplified it in last week's Parsha, welcoming strangers into his tent. And this week we see that it was the critical factor in choosing Yitzchak's partner. Chesed is not just an act, but a defining characteristic, a way of seeing and treating others with care and respect. It's in that spirit that I want to share with you something that Rabbi Yishai Engelman wrote this morning. Rabbi Engelman is a Ram, a teacher at Yeshivat Birkat Moshe, the Hesder Yeshiva in Ma'ale Edumim. He was critically injured in Gaza in July and was treated at the Sheba Medical Center. This morning he wrote and shared the following reflection, which I have translated and shortened for sharing it with you. Let's meet in the lobby, I wrote to some of the people visiting or delivering something during my hospitalization at Sheba Medical Center, rather than directing them to my room on an upper floor. The lobby is a spacious place, usually with enough seating, sometimes even a comfortable couch. Food and drinks are available for purchase, so they're not cheap. From there, we might move on to the garden, the shul, my room, or another place. But it's a good starting point. In fact, to meet in the lobby, you don't need to plan much. You don't even need to schedule with a friend. Just sitting there with eyes open and ears tuned is enough. If I had the energy, I would go to the shuk and call everyone to come to the Sheba Hospital lobby. Simply sit there, even without talking to anyone. Just an hour of uninterrupted observation. If you arrive early around 7 o'clock, you'll see the incredible team led by Hanan and Itzik, who have been organizing the morning minyan for a year now. They help soldiers get out of bed and go to the shul. They arrange a kiddush, not just on Shabbat, but even after weekday prayers, and host shiurim and lectures by the heroes they've helped rehabilitate. They even organize youth groups in the rehab synagogue. If 7 a.m. is too early for you, you'll still see them there at any hour, helping soldiers and their families, giving out gifts and more. You can even book a guided tour with them of the rehab wing. They know every corner and every room. 2 hours later, you might see a girl who skipped school today. Her bat mitzvah is tonight, and she's spending the morning with her parents, handing out bags of goodies to wounded soldiers. It's not the first time I've met someone here doing this. Later in the day, you might see those who come weekly to distribute smoothies with flavors not seen outside these walls. And in the afternoon, you can meet the group from Ramat Chein handing out sandwiches. If you visit in the evening, like a pair of friends who came to eat pizza late at night, you might meet Moti Mishakim, Moti the games guy, a Haredi man always smiling, pushing a cart full of games for the injured and their children. He apologizes for arriving late, explaining he'd been making rounds in other hospitals. You didn't misunderstand. It's every week. You should step out of the lobby to see a 7-seater van packed with board games. Rabbi Engelman continues and goes on to write about his encounters with people at the lobby dining area of the hospital, everyone checking in on each other, or at a piano keyboard he found in a hallway and brought to the lobby so people could play and sing together. He concludes, "Today I am far from Sheba, but I wish for all of us to have a lobby, a space to linger before entering our private personal spheres, a place to see each other, to see those in need, hear their stories, and encounter those who go above and beyond to help. Volunteers who show up daily, nurses who work with devotion, to meet the anxious parents or spouses who juggle caring for a baby while managing other children running around, to witness pain, look into the eyes of loved ones, and glimpse the sparks of hope often born from surprising encounters." Let's focus for a moment on the human connection, the meeting, the face before us, before discussing our opinions, to gather around one simple thing we can all share, being good and doing good, to make each of our small worlds and our shared lobby better. Wow. What an incredible reflection. Chesed is the glue that binds us together as a community and as a people. In a time when divisions and discord often dominate, Chesed has the power to heal and unite. May we all strive to be like our fathers and mothers, Avraham and Rivka, and may we build our own lobbies, spaces of care, connection, and shared humanity wherever we go. By doing so, we can make our world and each other's lives just a little bit better. Now recite Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. למנצח מזמור לדוד, יענך אדוני ביום צרה, יסגבך שם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותיך ועולתך ידשני סלע. ייתן לך חלבביך וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בשועתך ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו. יענהו משמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראינו. תהילים חף גימל, פסם 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי השובב ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא יירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנתה ושמן ראשי כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ"א, פסאם 121. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מאים אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. תהילים קופלמד, סאם 130. שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמעה וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם אבונות תשמור יח, אדוני מי יעמוד? כי עמך הסליחה למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו הוחלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. תהילים קמ"ב, פסאם 142. משכיל לדוד ביותו במערה התפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני אתחנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד. והתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, באורח זו אהלך, תמנו פח לי. הביט ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אתה מחסיר חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפיי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי. אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפילה לאורה, ומשעיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion upon them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us all say, Amen. A prayer for the success of the Israel Defense Forces. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מן הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. By the way, I specifically altered the prayer a little bit. Instead of saying Migvul HaLevanon, I said Min HaLevanon, because we have soldiers not just from the Lebanese border, but now inside Lebanon, for whom we are praying for their safety and success. Amisha Berach L'Shvuyim, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov, Yosef, Moshe VeAharon, David uShlomo. הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, עבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון רינה, ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונסו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. I'll now recite a Misha Berach לחולים. Please insert names at the pause. Misha Berach אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, להחזיקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לרמח איבריהם ושסג ידיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week on Monday. Please note we will have the program next week, Monday through Wednesday, with Thursday being Thanksgiving, but as always, including tomorrow and Shabbos and Sunday, we encourage all of us at 1 o'clock or at any time. They are Tehillim each and every single day. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope, all of Klal Yisrael around the world.